It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, October 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. Republican Congressman Cory Gardner is running against incumbent Democrat Mark Udall for the U.S. Senate. Gardner stopped in Montrose yesterday for a voter meet and greet. KVNF's Laura Pomisano was there.
More than 50 people attended the event hosted by the Montrose Republican Party. They asked Congressman Cory Gardner about voting legislation, energy, Colorado's personhood amendment, and Obama's presidency. He also discussed education and national security. Gardner is currently the U.S. representative for Colorado Congressional District 4, which covers the eastern part of the state. He acknowledges this is a conservative district. Gardner says he can work across the political aisle and brands himself as a new Republican. He explains what that label means.
It's about ideas. It's about solutions. It's about putting in place things that actually work. It's about being for ideas. It's about putting forward solutions that actually accomplish things and that will actually provide solutions to our greatest challenges. Sometimes Republicans have been far too guilty of saying no or just being against something, and that's got to change.
Gardner faces Democratic incumbent Mark Udall in this hotly contested race that could decide which party controls the Senate. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano in Montrose.
An investigation into alleged corruption has stopped before it ever really began. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
The Denver District Attorney's Office has decided it won't pursue a case against State Senator Steve King. This September, the DA received a letter alleging crimes committed by King, and they looked into it. What they found wasn't really much to go on. This is Joe Morales, a chief deputy district attorney in Denver.
We received a complaint that made numerous allegations, contracts, disputes, failure to disclose certain information as required, conflicts of interest, even a real estate transaction. So there was just a litany of issues originally filed in this complaint.
The Denver DA got the letter because of alleged crimes as a politician in the state capitol.
Number one, I would say that the complaint does not rise to the level to even have me investigate the matters. I think primarily one of the bigger issues for me was the statute of limitations.
Many of the crimes alleged, including disclosure issues, have statutes of limitations on them, and now it's way past that time. Plus, Morales says that there wasn't any strong evidence and that the case would have been easily defended. He says that it's his duty to only prosecute when he's certain of a conviction. It's worth noting that this issue is completely separate from the ongoing investigation by the 18th District into King's time with the Mesa Sheriff's Department. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Peonia may be waiting for the results of this year's election, but a big change has already happened. They have a new town manager. Jane Berry has been hired to the position that has been empty for years.
Jane has a wide variety of experiences. She's lived all around. She followed her husband, who had a particularly, I guess, successful career in corporate America. And so she'd worked at a bunch of different municipalities, big cities, smaller towns, all over. And her last job was actually up in North Park, where she came in and worked as an interim for them and realized there just wasn't, they didn't have enough funding to continue the position. You know, a town half the size of Peonia, so that would be extraordinarily difficult. So was looking for work and came here. So she has great interpersonal skills, wonderful. But she also has that feeling of a lot of knowledge and the ability to keep things moving forward.
Peonia has been able to afford Jane thanks to a grant, but that grant will only last a few years. Part of Jane's job will be figuring out how to fund her own position. Jane is set to begin in a few weeks. And finally, water officials, researchers, ranchers, and others gathered in Grand Junction in September to talk about where agriculture fits into the statewide water plan and how to solve some of the most contentious issues facing water users in Colorado. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has this report about how experts responded to one particular question.
What's the one thing you most hope will be in Colorado's water plan?
That's Chris Treese of the Colorado River Water Conservation District and moderator of a panel discussion which wrapped up the Colorado River District's annual water seminar last month. Seminar experts said value-added water rights and maintaining in-stream flows and water for environmental needs should be included in the plan. Dr. Perry Cabot of the Colorado Water Institute also mentioned the disconnect between land use planning and water planning.
Before I went to graduate school, I used to work in development, and I was always astonished at how we just would go to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they would just say, here's another, you know, pipeline. And looking back, I just now, you know, think, where did all that water come from? How do they would just keep building all those houses?
Cabot says land use planning is on a county level, but water use planning is on a state level, and there needs to be a balance between development and water use.
This does not put a value judgment on development. It simply says that if, you know, if the concept of balance, budget, and whatnot is in vogue these days, then we would consider, should consider, extending that to our finite and shared natural resources.
North Fork rancher Dixie Luke says the state plan must recognize the value of ag-related water beyond food production.
We create scenic byways. We help the environment. We provide wildlife habitat when we irrigate. Those are ongoing values to not just ag producers, but the real estate agent who sells the land that has a nice stream flowing by it. That's a return flow from the agricultural irrigation.
Luke added that cooperation is key, an idea seconded by Mark Waggy of Denver Water. Waggy believes the success of Colorado's water use so far has been because of statewide collaborations, but he says this has changed.
I personally see some of that being eroded by the whole process of developing the state water plan and sort of the parochial attitudes that really are control in some cases. And I would love to see the water plan try to get the state back to a collaborative, proactive theme of working together to where we all win to solve our water problems.
Brad Udall, also of the Colorado Water Institute, said water users throughout the Colorado River Basin need to think differently, citing polarization in California as an example of what no longer works.
It's as if people are behind their old walls. You know, there's the people who want storage and the people who hate it. We got 19th century water law, 20th century infrastructure, 21st century population and climate change, and the solutions out of the 20th century aren't going to work.
Gunnison rancher John Harold had the last word.
I hope the water plan that comes out makes no one happy.
That means, he said, everyone will have to give to get. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
The first draft of the state water plan is headed for Governor John Hickenlooper's desk by the end of the year. Up next, it's Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.